This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to go back to Mitchell Hartman now and our collaboration with ProPublica that he's been working on, looking into a slice of consumer lending known as installment loans. They're not payday loans, which are due in full on, yes, payday. Rather, they're high-interest, high-fee loans that are paid back in, yes, installments. Mitchell's been looking at a company called World Finance out of Greenville, South Carolina. It's one of the biggest installment lenders in the country, $500 million in annual revenues and a stock that is soaring. They lend mostly to lower-income people who don't have a whole lot of other options. Yesterday, we told you what installment loans are like for borrowers. Today, installment loans as business model. Here's Mitchell one more time.
We've all seen the payday and car title loan stores that crowd into mini malls, their signs shouting, "Quick cash, now!" Well, sitting unobtrusively among them is another kind of storefront lender, also trolling for lower-income borrowers. World Finance offers installment loans. The money's not due all at once, like a payday loan. It's paid back in monthly installments. But an installment loan, with its high interest and fees, the opportunity to roll it over again and again, it can still lead to plenty of financial hardship. I went to a World Finance store outside Atlanta. The loan store is one of more than 1,000 the company operates across the South and Midwest. Borrowers sit on chairs answering questions from the manager. What credit references can you offer? What can you put up as collateral? Car, TV, power tools? The staff wouldn't talk to me. But we do know a lot about the company's business practices from former World employees.
My name is Matthew Thacker. I'm 29.
Today, Thacker lives near Lexington, Kentucky, and runs a nonprofit. Back in 2006, he was newlywed and just relocated to Tifton, Georgia. He needed $500 for moving expenses and walked into a loan store owned by World Finance. 6 foot plus, a former Marine, serious and soft-spoken, Thacker was offered a loan and a job.
So I was responsible for dealing with the customers, loan delinquency, making loans.
Thacker paid off his own high-interest loan right away, but he discovered a lot of his customers couldn't. Annual percentage rates typically run in the 50 to 100% range.
We were persuaded to give loans to people who didn't have the means to repay them, so essentially we were setting people up for failure.
His job was to get people to renew their loans before they were paid off, start the debt again from scratch.
Renewal of the loans is probably one of the worst parts of the business. We make more money off of that because we sell more life insurance and more accidental death and dismemberment.
People who said they couldn't pay? The former Marine threatened to take their stuff. Sometimes they threatened back.
But it wasn't so much the fact that I was intimidated by collections. It was the fact that I was going to these people's homes and basically harassing them on loans that I knew they couldn't pay.
Chris Kukla of the Center for Responsible Lending says that threat of repossession, it's incredibly effective.
Because if you get a phone call that says, if you don't pay me, I'm getting your car, or if you don't pay me, I'm going to back a truck up and I'm going to empty your living room, you're going to find a way to pay.
World did not agree to an interview. In response to written questions, the company's senior counsel said World's fees, interest, and insurance premiums and its collection practices are proper and legal. He said World underwrites its loans to make sure borrowers can afford them.
Please stand by.
We dialed into the company's annual earnings call last month.
I'm Sandy McLean, the CEO, and with me this morning is Mark.
On the call, McLean highlighted the company's record revenue and profits. Several investment analysts asked, "Aren't you worried about scrutiny from the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau?" The agency just slammed payday lenders for repeatedly renewing loans, sucking borrowers ever deeper into debt. McLean acknowledged 3 out of 4 World loans are renewed. But unlike a payday loan, which comes due in one lump sum, an installment loan gets paid down every month.
These are two different products.
McLean said regulators shouldn't be looking at his business to find loans that hurt consumers.
I personally believe that we provide a good service, that we offer products that banks and other institutions are not offering, and that it would be harmful to a large segment of the population to not have access to credit.
Securities analyst Henry Coffey at Stern AG and Leach agrees. Sure, he says, World's loans are pretty expensive, and many borrowers do renew. They use their installment loan like a credit card, paying down, borrowing back up.
I don't think there's anything inherent in the structure of the product that World is offering that aggravates the problem. I think the problem probably has more to do with the nature of the borrower, who has regular cash needs that don't sync up.
The problem's not the borrower, says Chris Kukla of the Center for Responsible Lending. It's the loan.
It's an incredibly sophisticated lending arrangement that looks really simple on the front end. You start peeling back the layers of the onion, and what you've got are people who are just on the hook forever, and they're paying hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in insurance fees and interest and origination fees just to borrow a little bit of money.
Do you have a loan with World Finance?
Yes, I do.
I met long-haul trucker Henry Brown in the parking lot of another World Finance store, this one in Hinesville, Georgia, outside Savannah.
So how much have you borrowed?
I borrowed like $100 and some.
And what was it for?
Personal items and a little trip.
Brown borrowed $130. He'll pay World back $200 over 4 months. Effective annual interest rate, including the fees and credit insurance, 237%.
And how's that working out?
Great.
Brown is sure he'll pay it back and not renew. But from what we've seen in our investigation, the financial odds may be stacked against him. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Our collaboration with ProPublica continues tomorrow on our morning show. You can catch the whole investigation online at marketplace.org.